Yo, welcome to Spectator Sport. I'm Zach Roach, along with my partner, Mr. Adi Wally. We got a big show today. We are doing a Bears season review. I know we're excited about this, and if we're talking about the Bears, we always got to bring my main man, Coach Marcus Floyd, in the building. Make sure you go check Coach out. He's also the basketball coach of Perspective Leadership Academy. They 15-2. Check them out. They're doing big things. Make sure you also go on YouTube, subscribe, hit that bell, and subscribe because we will comment and check us out on Spotify. Big season for the Bears, big expectations. Didn't happen. I mean, the season was doomed from the beginning. Last year, the Bears ended in a fiasco where they made the playoffs, but it was like, do we fire Nagy and Pace, and do we keep Mitch? They had the whole thing. So they chose to keep Nagy and Pace, and the season didn't go well at all. So it was a lot of things to work on. So I'm going to start with you, Coach. The biggest thing on the Bears this year, they traded to get Justin Fields. So now we've seen some games from Justin Fields. We've seen the product on the field. We can say whatever we want, but we're just going to see what we saw. We're going to talk about what we saw. So, Coach, what was your thoughts on Justin Fields' rookie season this year?
My thoughts on Justin Fields' rookie season. Believe it or not, I am back at square one with Justin Fields, how I felt before. A couple things I want to read. This is Justin Fields' pre-draft weaknesses. One of the weaknesses says needs to improve pocket mobility for clean launch points. Okay, after a couple games, I still feel the same way. Below average feel for edge pressure, running himself into pressure points. Okay, still feel the same way. Here's a big one. Miss open blitz. All right, he misses open blitzers. All right, so I'm saying that because we had a year of, he had 10 starts, played in 12 games, had 7 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Yep. Felt like more, I don't have how many fumbles or turnovers.
He fumbled 12 times.
Okay, so maybe that's why it feels like he intercepted it, that it was his turnovers that. So I seen a lot of good things. We sat on this show right here after the Pittsburgh game, and we were really excited of what we seen.
Yeah.
Overall, I think Justin Fields is going to be great. We need to, as we're looking for a GM, as we're looking for a coach, we got to consider Justin Fields if he's our future. So my thoughts on Justin Fields is I still don't know what to think. Because we seen the high flashes, but we seen some low points. We could blame it on Maggie. We could blame it on the scheme.
Yeah.
But Justin Fields was on the field playing, and there was some things that we seen improvement. His completion percentage got better. His quarterback rating got better over the year. But we seen some improvement, but it was still, we haven't seen that complete game.
Thanks.
And I feel like after 10 starts, 12 games, we should have started seeing complete games. Like I said, the Pittsburgh game, we were really excited. In the fourth quarter, he came back. I think he played really well in the Green Bay game. Yeah. He started scrambling. He started making plays. So I'm still right now up in the air with Justin Fields of what I seen. I was excited. I do love his competitive edge. Yeah. I did love him in the fourth quarter when the game was on the line.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great things I seen. I still would like to just see a complete game. Out of 10 starts, I think we needed one or two complete games. So I still have a question mark by his name. Is he that franchise quarterback?
Yeah.
Yes. Is he a good quarterback? I think he's a good quarterback. But we know, as the Chicago Bears, we are starving for a franchise quarterback.
Oh, man. Who you telling? Very well said, Coach. A lot of good points there. Adi, talk about Justin Fields this year. A lot of expectations. Well, I don't know what the expectations was on him. A lot of things happened. But talk about your thoughts on Justin Fields this season.
Justin Fields. The offensive line, especially Matt Nagy, gets the bulk of the blame for Justin Fields being fourth in the NFL and getting sacked per game.
Yeah.
But most of those sacks was Justin Fields' fault. Okay. I'll give you a couple of examples. It was 2nd-and-11 against the Minnesota Vikings, and play action by Justin Fields. The tight end, Jesper Horsted, he was open right away, but Justin Fields never looked at him, didn't throw him the ball, and Fields ended up, he was looking downfield and everything. He ended up running back, trying to get away from a sack, running back 5 yards, running backwards, and got sacked for a 14-yard loss, okay? Yeah. Another example, second and five against the Baltimore Ravens. He drops back the pass. Cole Kmet is open on the hitch, and Marquise Goodwin is open across the middle for a hitch, for a 3 yard. It's a very short game, but Fields doesn't throw him the ball. He tries to run away and scramble up the middle. He gets sacked, strip sacked, lost the fumble, okay? So just plays like that. Let the ball go. Throw the ball, man. So Justin Fields was number one in the NFL in fumbles per game, okay? Mm-hmm. Number one in the league in fumbles per game. He needs to develop a much quicker release on his passes, okay? He needs to release that ball much quicker. He ran the ball 72 times. He took some crushing hits this season.
Definitely.
He missed 4 games because of a cracked rib and 2 games because of an injured ankle. He missed the last game of the season due to the COVID-19. And so, but now Mr. Trubisky, he played 4 seasons with the Bears and only missed 3 games due to injury, all right? And so Fields, he needs to realize. He needs to
Mitch is becoming a hero in Chicago, though, y'all ain't noticed.
Yeah. But he was available. He didn't get hurt that much. Fields get hurt a lot, okay? And so Justin Fields needs to wake up and realize that he's not going to get a plethora of time to throw the ball in the pocket and to wide open wide receivers, okay? Throwing a 3 to 5 yard pass to the running back in the flats or even a screen pass, that's okay, all right? And you can even throw the ball away sometimes. You don't have to take all these hits.
Absolutely.
He got sacked a lot. He got hit a lot running the ball. He got to throw to these running backs. Throw the little quick 3 yard pass, man. So that's what I want to see him develop this offseason.
Okay. Yeah, both of y'all make good points, and I can take from both of y'all. So that's why I'm more incomplete. Because at the beginning, when they first put him in there, I think I got my reasons, but the fact is, when they put him in there, he wasn't ready, for whatever reason. It was his fault, too, because you know we got to be ready, but I don't know if he was practicing with the first team in training camp. I don't know if they had a game plan prepared for him. They don't recognize the style he played, but he played, and it looked bad. It got better as time went on, as Marcus said. But you're right, audience. A lot of times where you saw it in the preseason when they had the preseason game and he got blitzed and he didn't see it, he got his noodles knocked. Mm-hmm. So that's a good point about you not seeing the free blitzer. So, but as that got better, I saw in that San Francisco game, I thought I saw a little change. They was trying to blitz him. He was kind of burning San Francisco. Even in the game they lost, but he started hitting some passes against the blitz in San Francisco as it went on. And then he had the Pittsburgh game.
Yes.
And then it just he got hurt again, and he just never got to finish out, build off that momentum. He didn't get to build off that momentum. So I'm with Marcus. I do want to see a complete game, but we all know in this business of football, you know, your front office and your coaches and being in unison with your quarterback is so important. So whoever the Bears decide to hire, I don't know who they're going to hire. I don't know what they're going to do. But you better make sure you hire the right coach, that because what you talk about with Justin Fields wants to throw the ball down the field all the time, you better find a way to play to his strengths too, because that is his biggest strength too. The one thing he can do is throw the ball down the field, and he's very accurate. So we have to take advantage of that skill too. So it can't just be 3-5 yards every time. He has to have those shot plays, because that's what gets him going, and that's when he's in his groove. So you better bring the right coach, the right front office, and you better develop that offensive line, and you better make sure this works. And we going to see. But right now, I'm with y'all. It's incomplete. I don't know what Justin Fields, but it's a lot of things with Justin Fields. I felt like all the rookie quarterbacks, except for Matt Jones, had terrible situations. Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, Zach Wilson with the Jets, and Justin Fields with the Bears. I think those are talented guys. I just feel like they got to do everything they can to build around them, and then we'll see what they can do. But he does have to. I want to see improvement in all areas in year 2.
Yes.
Coming in training camp, guy, we know he's the number one guy. I want to. He should be ready to go, and he should look at this season as a learning expectation, and he should be ready to go in season 2. I'm not saying he's going to be the best quarterback, but I want to definitely see some improvement.
We got to see ascending.
Yes.
At all times, he got to be ascending.
Yeah. Josh Allen, he had a pretty rough rookie year. Yeah. But then his sophomore year, he threw 20 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Mm-hmm. Mr. Trubisky had a rough rookie year. But in his second year, 24 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 95 quarterback rating. Mm-hmm. That's what I expect, something like that from Justin
Fields. Hey, so how many quarterbacks the Bears and Matt Nagy had? So is Mitch the only one who had somewhat success with him?
Yeah, they should have kept Mitch, man.
Think about all the stuff we trashed Mitch, but that was the only quarterback to have any remotely any success.
True.
That's crazy. But so now we're gonna get off that. Adi, tell me this. The Bears, they made the playoffs 2 out of the last 4 years. Give them credit for that. But they lost both in the first round. They didn't win a playoff game. And then this year, we talked about at the beginning of the year on one of our first shows, the schedule was mad rough, the mad tough. This is going to be treacherous for the Bears. And it turned out to be exactly that, treacherous. It played out pretty much how we thought it was going to play out. Because we knew the deficiency of the Bears. We knew they wasn't that good. And they was a very flawed team, even though they made the playoffs last year.
True.
So now this season is over. No playoffs. They're not playing. Should the Bears actually blow this thing up, buddy?
I'm going to say no. Okay.
Okay.
I say look at the contending teams and the perennial playoff teams in the NFL right now. You look at Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs, Arizona, Baltimore, the 49ers. None of these teams are contenders due to a result of trading away their best players for hit or miss draft picks, okay? And so if you look at the Bears right now, this past season, they was number one in the NFL in sacks per pass attempt, okay? Number three in the NFL in passing yards allowed this season. And Khalil Mack missed 11 games this year, okay? And so the Bears is going to have the best edge rusher combination in the NFL next year if they keep him. Guys, I don't know if the GM is going to keep him or not.
You think Robert Quinn can repeat what he did this year next year again?
I mean, who? who's the last player that had, like, 37 sacks in 2 years? I mean, he had 18 and a half sacks. I mean, that's
so what would be a number next year you expect him to be? Because now the bar is up to 18 and a half. Can he get 15 next year?
That's a lot.
He can get double digits.
10.
Yeah, I mean, 10 is, if you get 10 sacks, I mean, that's like top 10 in the league.
No, I'm with you. I just want to see what your want to be successful, like coming back, especially after a year like this.
Yeah. I mean, if you give me like 9 or plus sacks, I'd be happy with that. You know,
Max Hill was second on the team in sacks.
Yeah, Mac has, he has 7 sacks, yeah.
He was still second on the team.
So was he leaving? Wasn't they like tied before he got hurt?
They was having a great year.
He was.
That's a hell of a combination. We got a good thing going. Yeah. So, I mean, if you look at Aaron Donald, he's 30 years old. I believe Von Miller's 32. Chandler Jones is 31. Khalil Mack is 30. Mm-hmm. Robert Quinn is 31. Okay. And so, how I look at this, I say keep those guys, man. Keep those edge rushers. Because how are you going to develop a young quarterback if your defense can never get off the field? Okay, I don't want to see another Mel Tucker defense giving up 50 points a game. I don't want to watch that. If they trade them guys away, that's the only thing we got good going for us next year, those edge rushers. You get rid of them, now the team we playing ain't getting off the field. They get the ball for like 40-plus minutes a game. So Fields is on the bench just looking and not getting enough snaps and stuff because we can't get off the damn field. I say keep the team, keep just building off the team.
So you would be opposed if a team came to you and said, hey, I give you a first round for Mac. You wouldn't do it?
No, I wouldn't do it because it's hard to find an edge rusher. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's hard to find an edge rusher like that. I mean, an all-pro, first ballot of the Hall of Fame edge rusher. And so, no, I wouldn't do it, man. I'm keeping them guys. I'm keeping my good players. Because a draft pick is hit or miss. It's a coin flip. You know Khalil Mack going to get you. If he stays healthy, he's going to get you double-digit sacks. Okay? You already know that. Now, the draft pick you get,
you don't know.
He might be a bust. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going to happen with this draft pick.
Interesting. So, Coach, what you think the Bears do? Should they blow this thing up, or should they, like, you know, like Adi say, keep the defense together and build the offense up?
Well, one thing about the NFL, the statistics show that 6 to 7 new teams every year will make the playoffs. All right, the way the NFL is scheduled, the Bears will have a third place schedule. So, of course, just by the luck of the NFL, they're going to win more games. That's just the way the schedule is set up. They're going to win more games.
Yeah.
But as we look for the last few years, this in the playoffs, out the playoffs, in the playoffs, out the playoffs, we play a first place schedule. Our roster shows we're not good enough. Then we go play a third place schedule. Our roster looks like it's better than what it is.
Yeah.
I think it's time to blow this thing up.
Okay.
I think it's time to blow this thing up.
Okay.
Looking at our cap hit, for next year. We got Mac with $30 million. Ooh. Second, we got Quinn with $17 million. We got Eddie Jackson with $15 million. Ooh. That's a lot of money on the defensive side of the ball, yeah, if you're trying to find out that Justin Fields is that franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
I think it's time to blow it up. I 100% disagree with Adi.
Okay.
Adi says if we're trying to find out, we got to get that defense off. I feel like with all that money invested towards the defense this year, we didn't get off the field. With all that money, yeah, you're right, we were third against the pass, but we were 21st or 22nd versus the run.
Yeah,
we were poor versus the run.
We've been bad against the run the last couple years.
We couldn't get off the field. I think you blow it up. I think you invest. You got some young guys on the defensive side of the ball. I think you blow it up, and I think you build this thing completely around, if you think Justin Fields is the guy, you build this thing completely around Justin Fields. Does that mean give all that up? But because if you look, and you still got Cody Whitehair with $12 million, Eddie Goldman, does he want to play football? Do he want to play football? With another $11 million. And guess what? Right. You still got $10.7 million that's a lot, that's got to, Foles got to get. So you have some money on some a lot of older guys, and so it's so important that you build this team in the next few years while Justin Fields is on his rookie contract. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm saying. We are depleted on offense, and the last thing I want to see is Justin Fields not developing because he don't have enough talent around him. If he's not going to develop, let it be because he just ain't good enough.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be because he don't have enough talent. We have too much funds invested on the defensive side of the ball. We got to break that up. Does that mean get rid of Quinn, Eddie Jackson, and Mac? No, that doesn't mean that. But I do think we need to start shifting some of those dollars from the defensive side of the ball to help out Justin Fields.
Absolutely. Both of y'all make good points, but I'm more with Coach on this one. I feel like the quarterback right now would have had the Bears been void of for the last 7,700 years. Quarterback play. Mm-hmm. And listen, we all talk about Justin Fields, but I think all of us can say, like, the boy got some talent.
Yes,
he does have talent. Like, yeah, he can play. Mm-hmm. He's got all the physical tools that you need. So now that you've got this guy in your as a quarterback, but Marcus, on the group chat, you made a good point. I got to bring it up. If the Bears, whoever they hire at GM and coach, they don't give them the ultimatum that they have to keep Fields, okay? If they don't believe in Justin Fields, let them do as they want to do if you hire them.
Yes.
Don't just because the Bears, for the last few regimens, they've had carryovers that other GMs have to come in and deal with. Phil Emery with Lovie Smith.
Yes.
And then Lovie Smith finished 10-6, and then Phil Emery still fired him. You know, same with Ryan Pace coming in, mm-hmm, getting handpicked John Fox by the team. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's why I don't understand. They're searching and interviewing coaches and GMs. No, you hire the GM first.
I definitely agree.
You hire the GM first and let the GM hire the game
coach. His own coach.
Yeah, let him hire the coach. Like, damn, man, I don't know how many times we going to do this. We've seen this story. It never works. It hasn't worked. It does not work. So, anyway, with that being said, yes, they should definitely blow this thing up. Now, that don't mean get rid of everybody, but if somebody say I give you 2 second rounds or a first round pick for Khalil Mack, I'm doing it.
And that $30 million?
Yeah, okay, and you take that money? Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
And that's Mack, because right now Mack is still good. He's actually one of the best in the league still. You know, top three, top four. So you're gonna get good value for him. Robert Quinn, you know, he's up and down. One year he'll have 1 million sacks, the next year he'll have like one, like he did the year before. So you just don't know if he's gonna be able to replicate that. And plus, and you got to get that offensive line. You got to get your left tackle. You got to get a right tackle. I don't think Allen Robinson is going to be back. So you're going to have to find some receivers other than Darnell Mooney. So the money do need to be more on the offensive side and more to making sure that Justin Fields is going to succeed. Not saying that we want the defense to suck, but these high-priced players, while they're still good and they still have some value, this might be the time. That's a Bill Belichick special. That's what he do. Players, you know, he trade a player a year or two before they really done, yep, and get value for. So this might be the time, because I don't know. Like, if you bring all them back, is that gonna put us in the playoffs? Can that guarantee us in the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, we can make the playoffs. playoffs if you get a defensive tackle.
But if you want to, Adi, and this is the thing, do you want to just keep making the playoffs? Is this roster, looking at next year, is this roster going to win a Super Bowl? I think we did that with, I always use the Chicago Bulls as an example where we were just at the playoffs. We're trying to build a Super Bowl team, and this is not a Super Bowl team. Nope, so even if you have to bag up from the playoffs for a year or two, because we've been going, what, every other year? And I think that's been a product of just the schedule.
My thing is, I like the Miami Dolphins. They blew it up a few years ago. They traded everybody, Fitzpatrick, yes, to the Steelers. They traded a whole bunch of good players to do the rebuild, and now they stuck in. They mediocre. They're a mediocre team. So I mean, my thing is, I don't see it working. I don't see the whole rebuild thing working in recent history in the NFL. Basically, what I'm saying is, you add a few pieces to the Bears team. If Justin Fields is that dude, if he can make a leap like Josh Allen did in his sophomore year, if Justin Fields can stop getting fumbling the ball so much and getting sacked and hit and getting hurt, then the Bears, yeah, they'll make the playoffs. They'll be a good team.
Well, you say Buffalo. I mean, you brought up the Josh Allen point. Did that team around him not improve? They went and got Stephon Diggs.
No, Josh Allen's second year,
they didn't have Diggs. But what they did is they built their defense through the draft, so they had money. Not only after they paid him to still go add some pieces. Mm-hmm. If you see, they added Stephon Diggs last year. Yeah. Then they added the receiver this year as well. Mm-hmm. Sanders. So they still was able to add pieces. The Bears have been in a situation where they haven't been able to add because it's so much money towards that one side of the ball.
Yeah, that salary cap. I just don't understand why so many teams that's paying quarterbacks $30-something million a year, and they got these all-star teams like the Rams and stuff like that. Why is our salary cap? Why can't we sign up?
I can tell you, because Mac gets $30 million, Quinn gets $17 million, Eddie Jackson gets $15 million. Yeah. There we go, right there. My math showed that's $62 million right there.
Yeah,
we're paying a quarterback.
So I
think they got to blow it up. You're right. We blow it up, it does not mean we're going to be good in 3 years. The Bears, if they're going to blow it up, they have to do it right. They have to draft right. They have to hire the right coach. They got to hire the right GM. They got to put the right pieces. So it's no guarantee either way you look at it. But I just think this team, as constructed, is not going nowhere. I don't see success for this team. I don't see it. Like, it's not long-lasting success. You may get a hooray here and there, you might sneak in an 8-8, 9-8. Mm-hmm. But I don't see, that's it. I don't see no 13-3 with this team.
And so I think the thing you gotta look at is you wanna look at a team and think, like, could this team make a run in the playoffs? Yeah. So even if, just say we third place schedule, we make the playoffs next year. We second in conference.
Yeah, right.
Let's even say Aaron Rodgers leave and we are 9-8 and win the division, or 10-7 now and win the division because no team could get it right. Now we the NFC least. And you know one of those teams ain't going to win it. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand, but I'm just saying, if Justin Fields make a sophomore leap like Joe Burrow did and stuff like that, if he does something, if he makes a significant improvement.
Joe Burrow,
they
drafted Jamar Chase.
Yeah, they did.
I was going to say, I know it's a bear show. Joe Burrow's good.
He's good, but if Justin Fields is good, then.
I don't know. Joe Burrow's a different level.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's be real. Last year's quarterback class is a lot better than this quarterback class. Joe Burrow, that's a whole different level. Don't get me wrong, Fields got some talent, but those guys came ready to go. But
you've seen it from Herbert.
Yeah.
The days.
As soon as he started,
you've seen it.
So, but to be fair, those teams was better, well constructed with the quarterback. They had weapons at receiver, they had offensive linemen already, even though the Bengals' offensive line ain't the best. They get a lot of sacks. But the receiving core that the Bengals got. Oh my!
Oh yeah! Yeah.
Oh my!
Yeah.
Oh my!
We gotta try to get that. I mean,
that looked like LSU. It don't look nothing but LSU. It looked like we watching the national championship game when they blew out. That's all I'm watching. I'm watching LSU 2.0 in NFL Pro version.
Unfortunately, Justin Fields didn't want to throw the ball to Allen Robinson. We got Mooney, we got Allen Robinson, but he didn't get a lot of targets for Avon.
They didn't build no rapport in the offseason either. You know, once again, he didn't get no first team reps. Now, if it's true, it seemed like he was working with the practice squad. So the Bears just didn't have a game plan. Now, that's not an excuse. If Fields should, you still got to be ready to play. So, but the Bears, I don't think they had a game plan. I don't think they knew what they wanted to do with him quite yet because they were so fixated on playing Andy Dalton. That's just my opinion.
That was a, yeah. That
yeah,
was,
you know what I'm saying? I could be wrong about that, but you know, I just think he was. They were so focused that they want. See, they've been trying to follow this Kansas City Chiefs motto all these years. That's a once in a lifetime team.
I'm not gonna say they didn't have a game plan because we seen in what was it, week 3 or 4 where the head coach, we won't say his name, I defended him plenty of times, said he's not our starter, Andy Dalton's our starter, Andy Dalton's our starter. Then 2 days later he come back and say, oh, Justin Fields is gonna start this week. So I think the head coach might have had a game plan, right or wrong, yeah. But I think management had a game plan as well and said,
That's a fair point because one more thing before we go. The one more thing with the Ryan Pace, I hate the Ryan Pace and Nagy. I know they was working together, but I don't think they agreed on the style of quarterback because it seemed like the dual running threat quarterbacks Nagy didn't like. He wanted to play the pocket passer. And Ryan Pace always drafted the dual guys who could run and throw. So I don't think they, whatever it was, they just was not aligned how they were supposed to be, a GM and a coach supposed to be aligned. So, and maybe that goes back to the Bears not hiring a GM, you know, hire the GM and let the GM hire their own coach.
True.
That's the number one thing. The one more thing they got to get together is get the right GM and get the right coach, and then we'll see where we go from there. Anything else y'all want to add to that?
Nah.
Hey, you're watching Spectator Sporting. Make sure you go on YouTube, hit that bell. Also, listen on Spotify. I'm Zach Roach, along with my partner, Mr. Adi Wally. Shout out to Coach Marcus Floyd. We'll be back.